I should preach. And that's why I'm standing here, that I should preach among you, because you are not a Jew by birth, natural birth. By natural birth, you are a Gentile. That I should preach among who? The Gentile. Huh? Now notice what he said. That listen, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, this grace given. That I should preach among the Gentile. What is it? The unsearchable riches. That means you can search it and search it. You'll never exhaust it. You'll never get to the depths of the riches of the riches of God. You can know, and you can know in your heart, and you can know, and you can go into many realms, depths and height of the realm of the Spirit of God, but you'll never search it all out. You'll never know it all. But that don't mean you can't know it. But I should, other word, I should preach this unsearchable riches of Christ. Who, Jesus? To do what? What is the purpose of preaching and teaching? That, and to make who? To make who? All men do what? See what is what? The fellowship. Let's replace that, change that word and say it a little different. I think you get a little more light. And to make all men see what? Let me read. And to make all men see what is their part. If I'm fellowshipping with you and you fellowship with me, you got a part. And I got a part. And you need to see your part. And I need to see my part. And that's why I'm preaching, so you can see your part and I can see my part. What is the fellowship of the mystery? What is your part in this mystery? Which from the beginning of the world has been where? Hid where? In God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto who? The principality and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church, the what? The manifold wisdom of God. Now, we're going to examine something here just a minute, okay? Now, principalities. There's some good principalities, there's some good powers. We have, Revelation tells us that God have a host of angels. Matter of fact, we were looking at it one Sunday morning, we were talking about his angels, and he was talking about thousand, 10,000 times 10,000, right? You remember that? 10,000 times how many? 10,000. And then he said what? And thousand of thousand. When you can multiply thousand of thousand, that means you can take thousand. He didn't say it had to be thousand of hundreds. He didn't say it had to be thousand of thousand only. You can multiply thousand of thousand of million. You can multiply thousand of billion. And then there's some numbers I don't even know. So God got a host of angelic angels that you and I don't suffer for anything. We have more angels to serve us that we are using. Thousand of thousand. And so how do you know it's not thousand of thousand times million? 10,000 times 10,000 times 100 million thousand. Thousand of thousand. How can we put a limit on it? Oh, well, God wants you to understand, I'm so deep and so, I have so much that your mind, your understanding cannot figure out or comprehend to the fullness of who I am and what I have. But we'll walk around and say in a minute, or quickly say, you know, I just don't have that. I can't afford that. Who are you? Why you say that? Because you're talking from a natural standpoint. You're not talking from revelation knowledge. I can afford whatever God, whatever faith I have to believe God with. And how do I base that on? I mean, what do I base that on? All right, Matthew 19:26. But with men, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. But with God, what?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
And then you say, well, that's God. But look what God said to me. He said in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are what?
Possible.
To who?
Him that believeth.
So if why don't I have it? It's because I'm not believing.
That's right.
It's not because that God don't have it. And that it's not because that God can't do it. It's because I'm not believing. Because he just said all things. Not something. If all things wasn't possible for us to who believe, he has said some things are possible. But he said what?
All
things are possible to him that believeth. Now I said all that to get back to this. When we realize who we are, and this is what God wants us to understand. You know, and I don't mind telling you, hallelujah. I'm going to read this. He said in verse 10, I puzzled that verse and I'm still feeding on it. He said, verse 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities, notice that's plural, and powers in the heavenly places. That's above us. You know there's more than one realm of heaven? Paul, it has to be because Paul said, I was caught up in the third heaven. When I went to school, they start off 1, 2, 3. They didn't say 3, 4, 5. They start off with 1. And I always thought 3 was 3. Sound like that fellow counting out coin they stole. 1 for you, 1 for me. 2 for you, 1, 2 for me. 3 for you, 1, 2, 3 for me. He's supposed to have been dividing it out equal. And that's the way he was doing. No. What my point is, there's more than one heaven. God lives in that heaven, high heaven. Paul said, I was caught up in the third heaven. Evidently, it had to be the heaven where God was, because he said, I heard in that conversation in the third heaven, I heard words that was not lawful for a man to utter. He didn't say a thing in the world about the first heaven that he got caught up in. He didn't say a thing in the world about the second, but the third one he talked about. So it had to be where God lived. But we have principalities and powers. Hello? To the intent. To what intent? To the intent that now to the principality and power in the heavenly place might be known by the church, that those principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church. Who? The church. That we rule in those realms. Are y'all listening to me? That might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. God has fixed it so you and I can rule. He ruled heaven, but we rule this world, this atmosphere above us. You better hear what I'm saying now. This atmosphere above us, because God told us, Jesus said out of his mouth, he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He did not say go and try. He said, go and do it.